It's a Monday morning KFC Radio quickie. Little pick-me-up on a Monday morning.
You know, I'm happy to be here on a Monday.
Are you?
Yeah.
You roll over in bed on a Monday, and you're like, I'll just stay in here for 15 more minutes. That's what the Monday quickies are. It is...
Monday quickies are masturbating. It's a quickie masturbation.
I'll be honest. Almost every morning not, is really just masturbating.
Not even having... It's, dude, I've done that more and more recently. Like, I did a lot as a kid.
Masturbating in the morning?
Yeah. And then, like,
I stopped. You fall off?
I stopped for a while. And
that
the mornings
makes one
now,
of us.
I'm like, well, I mean, I got this boner here.
Gotta do something with this.
Hey, I'm not gonna go shower with it. That's dangerous. Just walking around a bathroom.
You might bang into something. Yeah. Hit the wall.
I'll take care of this problem real quick.
It really is a problem.
It's genuinely
it's like a chore at this point to take care of. You know? It's like you gotta clip your nails, you gotta clean your ears,
you gotta jerk your dick off. Dude, I don't even close my blinds to do it.
I just let it rip.
Look, man, if you want to watch me jerk off, you can watch me jerk off. I really don't fucking care.
That's a you problem.
Yeah, man. Like, it's one of those things. If you're really that interested, sure, have a peek. But.
Well, hopefully this week, in a couple days, you won't just be masturbating. Hopefully you'll be masturbating with somebody else on Valentine's Day, the day of love. It's late in the game. It's now Monday, February 12th. For those who are not even realizing it, Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. We are down to the 11th hour here, and I know, despite how many times I told you, stop listening to this podcast and go order your flowers for your girl, I know you guys didn't do it. I know you forgot. I know you said, I'll do it later. I'll get to it soon, and you didn't do it. You didn't get the dinner reservation. You didn't get the gift, and now you are sitting here staring down the barrel of your girl being furious with you because she doesn't get to put up the Instagram, and she doesn't get to go somewhere and brag about it and show her girlfriends and feel like she's loved and all the things that girls love about Valentine's Day. So this is Valentine's Day for slackers. What can you do now at the 11th hour to still make sure your girl is happy? Flowers is still always an option. You know, you go to any of our various flower sponsors. You can usually pay for some rush delivery. The beauty of flowers is that you can go to, like, a fucking gas station. Or like
you can't.
Yes, you can.
I think it's better to go no-go, because I think that's recognizable.
No. I don't think it is. I think that, I mean, yeah, obviously you don't want to walk in there and get, like, absolute garbage. But the average girl ain't sitting there and dissecting the petals of the flower.
Having nothing
in your hand is not a good look.
But you can tell it's that, like, one wrap plastic, like saran wrapped, and they're like,
well, you got to take it out of that and present it. You got to, like, you know, you.
What am I, a fucking florist?
Yeah,
present it.
Listen, you got to, like, get a vase or a vase. You can't just give them to her wrapped up in the plastic with the rubber bands on it, John. You got to cut it at an angle so it soaks up the water. Come on, you got to get your flower game up, man.
I'm a 1-800 flowers KFC.
There you are. Promo code KFC. But you can, you know, maybe not a gas station, but if you, you know, if you're in town, some of the delis have them, some of the corner spots have them, floors everywhere. You can run out and grab them at the last minute, and they might not be the prettiest or the best, but if you're empty-handed, it's a problem. Yeah, girls can throw a filter on that shit. They can frame it, make them look nicer than they really are. I think you need to have something in your hands.
Yeah, oh, I mean, without a fucking doubt.
Right.
You can't. Like, I don't take advice from me, because I've
definitely
had,
don't. Ever.
I've had one Valentine's
and
Day. What's
don't
like,
take advice from me, clearly. So this is two guys you should not be listening to talking about how to make your girl happy.
The very best Valentine's Day, and my only Valentine's Day I've had, was, I think I mentioned before, Disney. And it was, and
yes.
it was bad. It was,
you went
it
college,
was,
right?
It was,
you, like, flew there
it
for the weekend
horrible.
Or whatever? Yeah.
She flew to Tallahassee, and then we drove from Tallahassee to Orlando. Stayed in, like, the poorest of the poor. Like, it was, like, still nice because it was Disney.
Right.
But it was bottom rung
right.
of Disney hotels. So, like we're Valentine's Day fucking on, like, a bed, like, with the headboards like Mickey. Like, so I got that beady little rat fuck's eyes staring at me. She's, like,
Hey, John. John, put a finger in her ass.
Her head's, like, bouncing off his nose. Like, it was...
Fuck her harder, John. John, put it in her ass. It's Valentine's Day. Get some Valentine's Day anal.
And then,
that's what I do to Minnie all the time.
Yeah, stop. It's too creepy. It's very good. And then we went
one
to...
One time I made Minnie squirt. Do Goofy was watching in the corner. He was jerking off.
Oh man.
Donald and Daisy got involved too. It was a big orgy with those four. The four of us just fucking. Walt Disney was in the corner wearing a Nazi uniform. Hitler.
Oh my god, my stomach hurts. That was one of the best moments in KFC radio history. Oh man.
But then we went to Epcot where she was buying me beer, so I got blackout drunk. I wasn't even 21 yet. She was 21, had to get me beers. So I was fucking shit faced. And I'd made reservations at like the Chinese restaurant in Epcot. And it was they packed in like fucking sardines. Like, yep. It was basically like lunch school tables. That's how close the tables were.
Yep.
And like you had to pre-order your food. So you sit down, your food's there.
Eat it and you're gone.
Eat it and they take the plates and then there's
a
check.
Get the fuck out.
It was like, we ate for like 12 minutes and I was like, what the fuck else do I do with the rest of the night now? I'm so shit-faced. I have no fucking plans else besides this.
Oh, man.
So then I just rode rides absolutely wasted. She didn't even come on them. She didn't like riding rides. So I was like some drunk 19-year-old. She was basically my mom for Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God. Dude, this is the worst Valentine's Day I've ever heard.
It's my only one.
Holy shit.
It's my best. That's my fastball right there.
What'd you do for Valentine's Day? I got drunk, ate some dumplings, and went on roller coasters by myself.
Well, my girlfriend held my sweatshirt down outside.
Did you guys smash after?
That's all that matters. Yeah.
That's all that matters, right? Sex, yeah. I mean, so Iggy Azalea was in the news the other day. She said, what should a girl get for the guy? And she said, get him a card, some pussy, or both. And I hate to be crass here, but, like, that's what goes through a guy's head. Like, it's kind of a joke, like Valentine's Day anal or get kinky and shit, but, like, I think every guy kind of hopes that's what's going to happen.
I'd rather, like, have, like, kinky stuff happen on, like, a random day. I don't need it to have, like...
You don't want to, like, have a build-up to it?
Nah. Yeah, I'd rather you just come in on, like, a Tuesday and be like, want to put it in my ass?
Well, yes. Strong yes to that. But if you know that there's a, you know, a big night that's supposed to be, like, a night for the couple, and you're going to get her a gift, and there is, like, some... There's at least the notion that the guy should be getting something, too. Do you want, like, a gift? Or, like...
No, I don't want anything. I want absolutely nothing. Don't get me anything. Don't get me a card. Don't get me special sex. Don't get me anything.
Just nothing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't need it. Not expecting it. Don't want it. But I think that there's enough of, like, a stereotype out there, let's say, that you might just be thinking, like, it could go down tonight a little extra.
Dude, as a romantic, I want Valentine's Day sex.
Love.
I want to make love, baby. I want like Top Gun shit.
Are you capable of just making love?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you get started and maybe you take it slow and you're being like sensual and then eventually you just devolve into your Pornhub pervert self.
Nah, you can do both. Like, you can still like get it going with a thwap, 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 and like still and then you take it back down.
Do like the
It's a roller coaster,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. I feel like ultimately you just end up like spitting in someone's mouth. It's like, oh, whoops. We did the romance thing enough. No. Now let's get it in. So for guys, I think, you know, some variation of flowers, no matter what, I think is a good thing to have. If you've waited to this point, you're probably fucked for dinner reservations. If you want to go to somewhere nice or her favorite restaurant, you're fucked because everybody in the world is going out to dinner. So what do you do then? And this might be the move you pull, even if you didn't wait to the last minute and it's a reservation problem. Maybe you just do this right away off the bat. You cook a little dinner. You put some sweat, some equity into that. Some sweat equity. Do some work on your Valentine's Day and say, babe, we're not going out to dinner. We're staying in. I'm a cook for you. That's like, you know, reading the book at the bar. You stand out now. Now you did something extra. You went the extra mile. And it's one of those things where I feel like even if you know, you're not a good cook and maybe the meal doesn't come out great, that's not the point. The fact that you sat there, like, trying, is what matters.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's 100,000% the move is you cook. I think even like, I guess if she has some restaurant that she's been hinting at for a long time, like mm-hmm. that, you should have made a reservation for that. But if not, I think you cook. I've cooked for a girl one time. It looked like pig food. It was disgusting.
But did it work?
The presentation
That's
was...
That's the problem, is the presentation.
It was grotesque.
Because
there are soldiers in Afghanistan eating better than we did that night. Like,
but
Compton
even sometimes,
High.
Even if you make it well, even if the food comes out tasty, it's not going to look the way it looks on the box. And so when you put a plate down in front of her and it doesn't have like the swizzle of the balsamic and like the little fucking parsley on the side, it's just like a mess. It's not going to have that same wow factor.
But it still looked like dog shit. It still got posted on Facebook with like, it tasted so much better than it was.
Honestly,
it was so nice,
that's the thing too, is we talk about, I mean, almost everything on Valentine's Day is for the Instagram.
Right.
The flowers, the gift, the night out, the outfit. It's so that they can post it on Facebook and Instagram, show it to their friends, and, you know, show off. So maybe it doesn't look great, but when the caption is like, my man cooked for me and y'all's bitch-ass man just went out and got a reservation like anybody else in the world can, that's an even – now she's even happier with that Instagram because it's like, my boyfriend was better than yours.
Plus, if you go out, you run the risk of, like – being at like a restaurant where someone proposes and like
and it upstages you.
It's first of all, it's upstaging. Second of all, it's like adding pressure where it's just like, depending if you've been dating for like, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's like, well that like, fucking girl just got her ring. You got me a box of chocolates.
Yeah,
great.
That ruined that.
That's
and
true.
Then also, like, I just don't want to be a part of your engagement. Like, yeah. I don't want just myself personally. Like, I have no desire to be at, like a witness to your engagement.
Give
do
like
that,
a round of applause or some shit. Like,
yeah.
Nah, get out of here. I think the cooking dinner at home, it can kill two birds with one stone because, A, maybe, like I said, you waited. You didn't have the reservation. Two, costs a shit ton of money to go to one of these nice Valentine's Day restaurants. They jack it up. They give you the price fix, and it's like, you know, three courses for like 140 each or some shit. And D, you get that extra special, I tried harder than the average guy did. So official KFC Radio stamp on staying in for dinner.
100,000.
And maybe
even spread some like rose petals on the dinner table.
Oh yeah, like if the food presentation isn't going to be good, you can like this is basically how I do everything in life. Like, it comes down to work, it comes down to sex. I'm not actually good at the task at hand, so I dress everything up around it. Like at work, snake it, see it, make it. I don't know how to fucking do that Excel spreadsheet, but I'm going to schmooze you and talk to you. You're going to like me on the other side of me. At work, it's like, you know, you make it look like you're working hard, and even though you don't know what you're doing. In the bedroom, like, I don't know what I'm doing with my dick, but you make it romantic around it, create the whole aura. So you do that with the dinner, too. It's like, light some candles.
Gotta have
the rose petals. Like, throw down a tablecloth so it just looks
some nice music.
Right.
Going.
Dim the lights, and all of a sudden you've made yourself a romantic restaurant. So the food's going to suck, but I'm giving you that vibe. Again, the picture's going to look good when we're sitting at home and it's all decked out. Another thing, you know, if you don't have the time to go get the gift now that you waited, the card can be a huge, huge X factor.
You got to just throw in some... like really romantic stuff. How about this?
Oh boy, hand me John.
Get like an eyedropper,
okay,
or something like that.
Okay,
and while you're writing the note, like
little tears,
just drop one, so you have like the little wet spot.
Just like,
and
here
it's like look, he teared up while he was writing. Like, have it, don't have it in your eyes, have it on the paper, and you have like just a wet spot of like.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So
like while he was writing,
while he was writing this note.
Wow. That's some manipulative shit. Let's make this bitch think that I was crying. Maybe I'll get some anal later.
Like, I love you so much, baby. Like, you taught me how to love. Baby, you taught.
Honestly,
before
but like
I
that line
you.
Right there, you write that in the card. Like, you taught me how to love. You taught me who I was. You helped me find a better me. You make me better. I like me better when I'm with you. Play the song in the background.
To be young and in love in New York City.
That kind of shit, like, that goes so... And listen, yeah, of course, I'm hoping that you really mean it. I'm hoping that it's all genuine. Of course, you exaggerate a little bit, or maybe in some cases, you're straight up lying, but it's a day to go above and beyond, go over the top, and that costs no money. It's not going to cost any time, and it's going to mean the absolute world to them. I mean,
that'll sit on their dresser.
Yes,
forever.
Right. And then and nowadays I think of social media as the electronic version of a gift card and a greeting card. And
maybe even put some shit in like, baby, like, don't even, like, if you like specify like you don't want a social media because like this is just between us.
Yeah.
Us against the world, like this is just for you and I.
Right.
Like it doesn't make it seem like you're hiding it, but it's just like this is just like a private moment. Like,
right.
I want to just share
that
this with
you. I feel like they like the public stuff. Unless you do that. You went so far over the top with it that now it's not going to be public, but you're getting more credit in a way.
It's a secret we have
face
from the world.
To face. So the girl, you know, again, we know the girls want to brag to their friends about Valentine's Day, and usually they do that through Instagram. But this time it'll be when they sit down to brunch next weekend and they go, John actually was so emotional, he said, don't post it on. And you know, and then those girls sit at the table like, well, fucking Kevin was just writing it on Instagram, that fucking asshole, you know? But that is your time to shine, be a little honest, open up a little bit, come out of here. You know, you're in the trust tree, and they will absolutely love it. Now, I know all of this coming from me right now. People think it sounds like disingenuous, or I can't believe he's going to be talking about this after his marriage is falling apart and he's like going through such a hard time. But to be honest, I mean, there was a lot of people cite the Instagram post that I always used to post about Caitlin. As me being like disingenuous or phony or hypocritical now because I was I had an affair, but like a lot of the stuff I said on those Instagram posts are true and were real, and like there were things that I still believe about her to this day, and like looking back on it, obviously I made some mistakes that kind of render those things like insincere, but they're not, And I know that at the time when it was Mother's Day or a birthday or an anniversary or Valentine's Day when I posted those things, they made her very happy in the moment. And now, you know, looking back on it after everything I did, people are kind of like, well, what the fuck was that? And it's like, well, I still wanted to make my girl happy and make her feel good and tell her all the things I do like about her and things that were good between us. And it always, always meant a lot to her. So it is something that works. I mean, like, it's weird that in the social media world, like, that those things are public because mm-hmm. they really shouldn't be. Like you said, it usually should just be things between yourselves. But, this day and age, I always did think of it as, I actually used to get in trouble sometimes for not getting a tangible card. And I was like, Instagram is the card. That's where I'm doing it. I would have written the same exact thing, you know, but I do think the tangible card matters as well because it's, you know, it's your handwriting. And like you said, maybe you do a little teardrop and it's something they can put up on the mantle and all that shit. So I would recommend doing both. Cover your bases so that she can be happy on all sides. And then for like, what's the post-dinner move?
Drink?
Yeah.
A second location drink.
I like the idea of a nightcap at like but like you can't be like a bar. You can't walk into like a rowdy like a sports bar.
Oh
or something
no,
that.
Not a sports bar.
It's gotta
bar,
be like a lounge.
I was thinking like a dive bar.
Yeah,
I think it's cool. I think it's romantic to go into like a dive bar. Like I'm thinking of like this place, Molly's, which is on like I think it's Lower East Side, or Gramercy maybe or something like that. But it's like it's got wood chips on the floor.
Yeah, I was just gonna say like a wooden floor with the wood chips, and it's kind of like a beer and whiskey place.
Yep.
Which is a good like you just sat down and probably bought an expensive bottle of wine to dinner, or if you were at home, you're sipping vino, and now it's like you almost switch gears, and it's like, because this is kind of who we are. This is kind of our relationship, right? Yeah. Like, we can dress it up, we can dress it down. So, like, yeah, you're going to get a pint right now, or maybe we'll even do a shot of whiskey or something.
And
because
then,
Valentine's
like
Day doesn't have to be totally fun. Oh, the fireplace?
Sit by the fire.
Get it.
And in, like, a place where you're dressed up more than, like, everyone else.
Uh-huh.
We just went out. We're Dr. Jekyll and we're Mr. Hyde.
Yeah,
like,
man.
We can do whatever the hell we want.
Yes. And then you even say some shit like that at the bar. Be like, you know, I love that I can take you to the Michelin star restaurant, and then we can also walk into this place and be just as happy.
Yeah.
That's like,
D- dude, weed is
sexy
let's
in its own
do
right.
This.
Right? Well, you want to just go off Valentine's Day?
clearly, both of us don't have plans.
We just planned quite the fucking
For
Valentine's
real.
Day.
And then you go home and have sex. Maybe you go home and you say something like, you know, let's go home and put on like The Office, like you know, your favorite show, whatever. And then we all know what that means.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. And then, and then you have sex and you go to sleep. And that's your Valentine's Day.
Sex, baby,
so
the
listen,
real thing.
I mean, everybody who waited, we just provided like all the ways to do it without spending money, without needing reservations, without... The only other thing I'll say is, do you need like a gift, like earrings, a bracelet, like jewelry, or...
I never think... Again, I didn't have like... I don't really have Valentine's
definitely
days.
Done. I've definitely done gifts before. I've always.
I don't think of Valentine's
I've
Day.
Always
a
been
gift.
In relationships, so I have done a million Valentine's days. I've bought everything from like just practical presents. Like I bought my girlfriend in college an iPod when iPods were hot. It was just like I knew she needed an iPod. She wanted to listen to music at the gym. Bought her an iPod. Uh-huh. It's not like a romantic gift. It was just like this is something you. I know you need. I've done tickets to shows. I've done stay
nice.
In. I've gone out. We've done, like I said, I mean, the one that stuck out most in my mind was that, like, bottle of wine. We didn't even do anything special, but it was like, so I've done everything from almost no plans to the grand plans. And so I don't think there's any, like, necessarily rules. Like, I've gotten jewelry. I've gotten just a card. And I think it obviously depends on where you're at in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Old, new, if it's good, if it's bad, if you're about
I
to break up.
I think new is when you get the present.
So do I.
Think,
yes,
yeah,
I would
yeah,
agree.
Okay.
Like as time goes on, I think it becomes more unnecessary to get, you know, a big show. I think if you've like just started dating someone, the worst is if you've been dating someone for like a couple months and February hits. Because like they're expecting you to go all out. And you want to go all out at that point. You're going to end up blowing like a grand on Valentine's Day. But when you're a few years in... especially once you're married and shit like that, it kind of becomes a more low key. And then I think you have to ramp it back up. Like what I wish I did more of was like ramp things back up. Maybe I wouldn't have been in the situation I'm in if I took the time to be like, I got to get back to like as if we were just dating for 2 months, mm-hmm. you know? So you got to feel it out. You got to kind of know your own relationship, but you do some heartfelt card shit, some cooking. You go to a different type of bar, different type of place that's not just like foo-foo fancy Valentine's Day commercialized bullshit, something a little more unique to you and your girl. Forget
Knocked
about
it. Out
it.
Of the park. Knocked it out of the
you
park.
You will be having some special sex, and not because it's the girl owes it to you on Valentine's Day like Iggy Azalea says. It's going to be some special sex because you just had yourself a special night. You might even have some morning sex, bro. All right. We'll catch you guys tomorrow for a full episode of KFC Radio.